Text by Christian Morgenstern, The Little Song Cycle Mundbilder by Eric Zeisel, that performance by baritone Wolfgang Holzmeier and pianist Cord Garben. On this day that marks the 50th anniversary of the sudden untimely death of the wonderful Austrian-born composer Eric Zeisel, we're remembering his music with the help of his daughter, Dr. Barbara Zeisel-Schönberg, here on 91.5 Classical KUSC in Los Angeles, 88.7 KQSC Santa Barbara, 88.5 KPSC Palm Springs, 91.1 KDSC Thousand Oaks, and KUSC FM 1 Santa Clarita. We are the member-supported broadcast service of the University of Southern California, home of the USC Viterbi School of Engineering. Well, a friend of mine, your son Randy, is the only guy I know who has two grandfathers who wrote pieces called Pierrot. There's a Pierrot Lunaire, and your father wrote a wonderful ballet.
Yes, Pierrot in the Flasche. It was originally called Pierrot in the Flask. And I'm not sure about the Austrian performances. It was performed. But it was performed when my father came from Paris to New York. I guess his reputation preceded him, and his music was immediately taken up and performed on the radio. His little symphony was even repeated on the radio, and Pierrot in the Flask was performed in 1939 on the radio. It's then went on the shelf, I guess, and was not performed until 2005, many, many, many years later, and is just a recording. It's not been performed live either. It seems to be a favorite, though. The critics really loved the record when it came out and lauded this piece, and people who have worked on my father's music, most recently Dr. Karin Wagner, thought it was one of the finest pieces. The orchestration is really very vibrant. Schillernd is the word in German. Schillernd is what you say of colors. And you hear that in the music. It's a ballet suite that has various scenes of the story of Pierrot in the Flask, the genie, and this woman, Liu, I think her name is, who wants to leave her husband and then is talked out of it.
Yeah, not only wonderfully colorful, vibrant orchestration by a guy who really knew his way around the orchestra. There's another quality in it, another untranslatable German word, Schwung. I mean, it just has this wonderful life force from beginning to end. And I'd love to see this, you know, somewhere, sometime soon.
Or hear it, just performed in orchestral version. It certainly would gain applause even in very hard sell audiences, I'm sure, because I've heard it from the comments by people who know.
Yeah. Well, let's hear that recording. It was sweet from the ballet Pierrot in the Flask, music by Eric Zeisel, the Vienna Radio Symphony. Is led once again by Johannes Bildner.